Brandy's birthday.
Hey.
And we're dancing today. We're dancing to the music today.
It's Tubi Tuesday. On Halloween.
Okay.
Oh, horny Vincent Price came to join us for this one.
Horny Vincent
I'm
Price.
I'm not horny this time, guys. I'm just really happy to be here to terrorize your neighborhood.
That's his favorite thing to do.
You know.
That's how you know it's him, because he's going to terrorize your neighborhood. Y'all,
is that wine you're drinking?
It is wine. This is Josh.
Oh, you're drinking Joshua. It's called Joshua, right? Or wait, is it called Josh or Josh?
It's just called Josh.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. How does it taste? Because I've seen it a
like
lot.
Their blood.
It's like a slightly sweet red, kind of Merlot kind of thing.
I might have tried some Josh.
Yeah.
What's the word? Weird. To like conceited to drink your own drink.
No, there's a lot of Josh stuff. My name is, you know, that also means joke, like joshing with you. There's Joshua Tree out here. There's a street called Joshua.
I don't think anybody uses that
anymore. Some people do. It's whatever.
What kind
of anyway, people? we're talking about a good man.
Just like Josh.
Speaking of Josh.
Oh, God.
Josh is a good man.
A good man. That's always funny.
That's a funny title because it's funny to joke about it because we always joke about those movies and they'd be like, I want me a good man. I got me a good man. And the whole title.
And this movie is the answer to that.
This is how you find a good man.
Oh, man, I got to add in the note about when she talks to her mama. About that.
Okay, so it's on Tubi. Tubi original. I watched this yesterday. Let's talk about it.
All right. So it starts off with Ethan, this guy named Ethan. I forgot his last name, but he's talking to his therapist through the
Zoom
through the computer,
whatever.
Like an online therapy session,
which is very, very timely.
It's what I do.
I talk to my therapist on the phone, not through Zoom, but it's like
I do video therapy session, like what he was doing.
Yeah, that's why I figure a lot of people do that, because I know my therapist does that with other people. So I was like, oh, this is very modern now, you know?
That's really good.
Today's age, more black men are doing therapy, even though his friend said something offensive. Black people don't do therapy.
So ignorant.
I hate when folks say that, when black people don't do. Like,
you black,
here,
you don't do therapy. Because that's literally a quote.
And that's why black people don't do therapy, and black people need therapy the most.
We have post-traumatic slave syndrome. Like, we need the most therapy.
Talk about it.
It's like we got generations of trauma. So
trauma. Yep.
But Ethan talks about his last marriage, that his wife cheated on him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he was talking about, and he's trying to get over it.
Do they show? I don't know if they show.
It's like one of the main. Yeah, they do.
At the beginning,
it's like one of the main reasons why he's in therapy as of right now.
Right, I think he's better. That's what it starts off with. Like, he's feeling
talking
about his.
Yeah,
he's on his way to feeling better.
Like, he's processing the trauma that his ex-wife cheated on him. He's like, I'm trying to get out there.
It's not just that his ex-wife cheated. Is that he caught them in the middle of cheating in his bed.
Yeah.
And it was with his best friend.
I didn't realize that.
Which I didn't know. I didn't realize that either until I saw
the
credits.
Time.
To the credits. It said ex-best friend. And I was like, I didn't know that was his
name.
Best friend.
That was
that's the character name. Yeah, ex-best friend.
That was bad.
I didn't know that. He didn't mention anything about that being his best friend. So,
but I love their job. Their job is just a classic.
What is their job?
What is their job?
Really?
Oh, he's a real estate guy. Yeah.
Broker.
Oh.
He's a person, you know.
Yeah, he's a real estate agent. And he's supposed to be like just the dopest real estate agent in the whole city, and commercial and residential.
help.
And he's just
wealthy.
The man.
He's extremely
wealthy.
Yeah,
he's very, very
extremely
wealthy.
Extremely
he is
wealthy.
Sims cheat code wealthy. So it's like,
yeah.
It's unlimited amount of money.
Yeah, he does.
So.
Yeah. He's movie wealthy.
And he's also the writer and director of the movie.
let that be known right now.
Oh, yes. Yes, you can tell.
Oh, yeah. Oh my!
I'm gonna make my character. You know,
hey, if I was writing me, I mean, why not? You know, make me have all the money, all the.
Oh goodness! I'm a writer director myself. I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm
see, that's the thing, right? If I wrote a movie, I want to make myself the crazy, weird character. Like,
right? Yeah.
Well, we have like
obscure.
Well, yeah, I know. He always makes himself the because I've seen his other movie or
there's
whatever.
Another movie with him as the main character. Is he the same person?
Where, he's not rich, but all the women want him kind of character.
Okay.
So
and it's usually the kind of guy where in real life that is that's not the case. There's no way.
Let's just be real with it. Yeah.
He's clamoring over like, this
I was
guy.
Like, I know. The whole time I'm thinking, I was like, it's looking. Because he's yeah, right. Bright. I was like,
extremely average.
Are you friends? Yeah. You're not friends with him, are you, Josh?
No, I'm not.
If he's listening,
I don't know this guy
listening.
At all. Fuck Marcus and Josh.
You made the movie. We watched it and we loved it. So.
We didn't say nothing bad about it. I'm just saying, like, in real life, you know, because he wouldn't cast this guy to play that role. He would cast some guy that's over. Over 6 feet
Tyler Perry
tall.
Would cast himself to do it. He's over 6 feet tall.
That's true. No, Tyler Perry knows his limits, though.
Because Tyler Perry casted himself, what was that, Good Deed?
Yeah, he played
himself.
Yeah,
No Good Deed.
He was like all rich.
Yeah, he did. He did that. But other movies, he cast guys. But he never takes off his shirt, you know. He liked to cast those guys who like to take off their shirts and stuff, model-looking guys.
Yeah.
Especially if he's going to be a good man. That's what Tyler Perry.
Oh, yeah. a good man always gotta have a perfect.
You gotta
body.
Have a
right,
good
right.
man. That is a Tyler Perry trope, though. Didn't you do that in
right,
one of your
perfect body?
Didn't you do that in the trailer?
Yes, my Tyler Perry trailer. I did. Yep, because the guy was walking around with his shirt off all the time, and the girls kept saying, "You need to go with a good man. He's a good man."
That's funny.
He has his shirt off the entire
the
trailer.
Whole time.
He does not wear a shirt the entire trailer.
That's how you know he's a good man.
Exactly. So. That's the only reason why he would be a good man.
But his,
this guy's a good man because he's rich.
That's pretty
well,
much it.
Don't say nothing else.
I ain't gonna say nothing else until we get more into the story, because I definitely got some thoughts about why he's a good man.
His employee, because he's the boss of this other guy, tells him about this place to go eat, and so he goes.
His employee slash like best friend,
only friend.
It's pretty much his only friend.
Yeah,
yeah. He doesn't
his
really
new
have
best friend. I guess
any other friends.
That actor. That guy, he's in Rotten.
And he's also,
I was trying to figure where I recognize him.
The pastor in that movie, God Forgives, But I Don't.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Oh, I have.
Okay,
he sure is.
Yeah, so he plays the pastor
he's
in that movie.
But yeah, he's definitely in Rotten. He played, I think he was the guy that owned the salon.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
that's Detroit.
Detroit.
Yep. So Ethan goes to the hibachi place.
Like a hibachi to go place, kind of like Tokyo Express out here.
Yeah, and this woman named Ari is her card is declined. She's trying to get her food, and she got an attitude. She's acting all ghetto and stuff. And
she got a big attitude,
huge attitude. The cashier
again.
Has an attitude too.
Try it again,
right?
I tried it already. Ain't gonna do it
try
again. You know,
again. Just,
and so
that's what she said.
I've kind of been in this situation before, because Ethan offers to pay, and it's like, get back. I don't need your help. But he eventually just pays for it because he's like, he just want to move on. I kind of been in that situation where I wanted to just pay for that person. Like, look, let me
just so they can get on.
Exactly. Not to hit on her or nothing like that.
Yeah.
So he eventually pays it. He pays it.
It's and probably like $12. Like, how expensive is your hibachi?
She's ghetto. You already knew. That explained, that one scene explains her personality 100%.
Yeah.
You know, like she ghetto, yeah. She making a scene. You know, she don't got that much money.
Making a whole scene at a damn hibachi place.
Right. You can't just move on. Like, don't worry about it. She got to make a scene. That's why he's like, look, let me just pay for it or whatever. And she
does. He
want to
get
like,
his food.
Just because
he ready to eat.
Right, right. He wasn't even trying to hit on her. But she was like, just because you pay for my meal don't mean I owe you nothing. He's like, look, I'm just paying
hey,
it
bitch,
for
I
it.
Bitch, I wasn't studying you no way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did y'all think?
He started checking her out, though.
Yeah, because like for me, when this scene first happens, I didn't think that this was going to be the main girl of the movie.
I didn't either.
I did just because I know what to expect from two women. Oh.
That was the setup.
I was like, yeah, it doesn't get any better than this. Yeah.
This they set the it one. Up perfect. It's the one that you want to deal mm-hmm. with. I mean, mm-hmm. the title, I didn't know.
I thought he's going to be a different girl later, or she's going to be like the friend of a girl that he meets later or something.
I thought
like
it was going to be a bunch of different girls
they were
that
so
he had to deal with. Like, you know, it's all about him being a good man and not having to find the one. You know, that's what I thought.
If anything, yeah. If anything, that.
Like he was.
Yeah, I kind of thought like you
go through
did,
a bunch
Jason.
Of people. But.
Yeah. But I was not expecting her to be, because they were so opposite, and it was like,
yeah,
I thought it was going to just be like, oh, this is just a funny scene about somebody being ghetto, and then let's move on.
Yeah, because he's you so know, like he's very, you know, like at the very beginning, his friend is like, you know, you got to be, you know, something about the hood, you know, we got to do something about the hood. Black folks don't do this. He says, I was born and raised in the suburbs. That's what he said.
Yeah, he's like, you know, I was born and raised in the suburbs. Right? Yeah, he was using some kind of lingo. He was using some slang term like, yeah, we're gonna turn up, hey, like yeah, you know, you're gonna do hood things with your friends. Like, you do know I was born and raised in the suburbs. Right? Like, he's knowingly square.
He is 100%.
I don't know nothing about. I didn't know he was from the ghetto.
Yeah. Square, right.
That's pretty
That's
much what he
strange.
Said. That's pretty exactly what he said. Oh, man.
Right.
I didn't know Dick was from the ghetto. That's
strange.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what you remind me of.
Yes, yes, yes. But he, I mean, like, how?
Well, he gives her
even
his
the suburbs in Detroit
anyway.
Got to be some kind of like. You black.
Right.
So, I mean,
still Detroit.
Right, right, right. Oh, man. Yeah, this is his Detroit thing. I got a whole bunch of thoughts.
And Detroit, we love y'all. We from Jackson. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
We know.
We know.
We know how it is.
Yeah. It's what's up. I got it's so, a lot of Detroit folks that come out to Jackson State and stuff like that. They know how to work.
I had a bunch of my family from Detroit, man.
And it's so cold in the D.
D.
Remember that song?
We supposed to make peace.
I'm sorry.
All in the nigga, man. Working and doing
you
time.
You still know the lyrics?
Yep.
Oh, you ever seen that video, Josh?
Uh-uh. What is it?
Saddest
oh, my
video
goodness.
Ever. There's like a baby funeral in it.
It's
like,
very sad.
It's like
we'll
very
have to
sad.
Show you this video later.
Like, music
they talk
video?
About
it's
crime in Detroit. Yeah.
It's called It's Cold in
some,
the D.
Some kid got shot. Yeah, and showing
who
the,
sings
the funeral
it?
In the
it's
video.
Not a, it's not like a famous, you know, person, but it's a hilarious.
Yeah,
under
it went. It went viral for like
10
a long
ago,
time.
Yeah.
It was like 15
oh,
years.
Yeah,
ago.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Maybe 15. Yeah,
I probably know if I saw it or something. Maybe.
Okay, let's keep going.
So yeah, Ethan gives Ari his card, and then eventually she calls him. Sounded like a customer that wants to. Get a house a bit.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I was looking to invest in some real estate, and I heard that you was the best real estate agent in the city. He's like, yeah, well, you called the right person.
Commercial
that's,
or,
that's right.
You know, you want you commercial
know.
Or residential?
Yeah, he's like, you know, commercial or residential?
Both.
Well, I'm thinking both. And, okay,
oh,
well, you know,
choice,
we can,
yeah.
You know, well, you know, we can talk about that or whatever. Let me know, you know. Well, you know, I just need to let you know my card. Decline,
my debit card don't work.
My debit card don't work. And then he knew who it was calling him. Then he kind of switched. He kind of smiled. He was like, oh, shit, this is a girl calling
me. Yeah, we
can talk
to this over drinks.
Japanese place.
we can have.
Like, yeah, well, you know, I can help you figure that out, but I'm afraid it's gonna have to be over drinks and dinner.
I'll send you the location. She like,
I'll send you the location. She like, okay, but you're gonna have to leave that bad attitude with you. She like, well, I can meet you, but my attitude come with me.
Yeah, he said, and leave your wallet. Leave your wallet and
leave your wallet and your attitude at home. She said, I can leave my wallet, but my attitude come with me. He was
that's
like,
right.
Oh, wait. And then she like, he sent her the location, and then she just hung up the phone. And then he was like, she hung up on me. And I think I like it. And then
I guess he likes a little challenge.
Yeah, a little challenge, you know.
So they
go to the cheese factory.
He goes right. He's right. One of the many places you're not supposed to take a person. So he waited on her for a while.
45 minutes.
She didn't show up. Yeah, I was like 45 minutes.
Almost. It was like it was supposed to meet at 8, and it was like 8, almost 8:50 before she showed up.
And she finally showed up.
See, for me, if it was me, I've been at home in my bed. And she's been texting me, where you at? I'm at home. How long did you wait? I waited 5 minutes. That's me now. 15, yeah, I don't care nowadays.
15 minutes probably.
Yeah, maybe 15 minutes.
I'll wait 15 to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll wait 30 minutes. I would probably wait to
30. Yeah.
You know, but with no contact,
happens,
though, like,
traffic.
Yeah, like if there's like
with
no
contact, like 25, 30 minutes, no contact. I'm like, and I don't know her.
Right. Like, text like, well, hey, you know, you got the right location. Just confirm. Here go the address. Like, what's your ETA?
Right. After like 15 minutes.
Yeah, you're
after
right.
After 15
right.
minutes, I'm just texting her like, yo, I'm here. You know, I'll be here when you get here. I'm wearing such and such.
Right.
I did have a date last year where she was running late and I text her. Well, I didn't text her. I just waited. And I was like, all right, if the 20 minute mark, get out of here. Yeah. But then she texted me. She said, hey, I'm running late. And I said, okay.
At the 20 minute mark?
I waited. Yeah. It was around that time. So I ended up, you know, the date started like 30 minutes later.
Oh, okay. That's not bad. You know,
things happen. Yeah. So anyway, he can't bring her to that restaurant because she ain't dressed right.
Which her outfit is not bad. I don't understand. Like she,
it wasn't bad, but that was kind of on dude because
that was on
like,
him
because she came up and you know she was cute and like he was like
you
well
you can't
know.
Walk in dressed like that.
She like you don't like my outfit. He's like I do, but I don't know the restaurant won't. And then so they went somewhere else. They went to like some bar.
Yeah,
well,
just had drinks.
She also said like, why do you tell me that you had to dress up for this? And he was like, well, I assumed that when I told you the place. That you would know already dressed up.
Right. Right. And that's like, that was on him. That was dumb assumption. Like just
that scene.
If it's a place with a dress code, just explain.
That scene kind of showed you their relationship.
Foundational.
I think that was
absolutely.
Yes. That was
foundational. It was a foundational scene to miscommunication.
His assumptions.
His assumptions. And then two people not even saying that, okay, he got money. Whatever. That's like, it's just two different types of people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That who, it's just a very opposite dynamic between the two.
But she, one thing I like about her is that she is unapologetically who she is.
Mm-hmm. Like, and she's straightforward.
And she's straightforward. She ain't not sugarcoating. And she mm-hmm. told them exactly who it is. So on the very first date, they sell it. Like, you know, they talk about mm-hmm. everything. And I think that's good.
Yeah. So their first date, they lay it on the table. You find out about her ex,
mm-hmm.
that she was in a relationship with this guy.
I mean, and they kind of got to, because these are two like middle-aged people.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
he's like, you don't get straight to the point. Oh, man. Yeah, ain't got time for no guessing games.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Yeah. He's like, mm-hmm. I was married. She tells about her ex first. And he's like, yeah, he was a little wild.
Like in a drive-by with her.
Right.
Like,
I just
she's like
with
in
her
the car.
In the car.
Yeah. Right. He's all shooting at people. Yeah, exactly. So
we had to break it up.
He just kept shooting people.
She said his name was Chaos and stuff.
He was like, he told you what his name was. You actually dated someone named Chaos? And then this is what happened.
He told you what the relationship was going to be. He was like, just by his name.
I forget exactly how they get on it, but I think he asked about how it's spelled or something like that. His name is K.
Because she called him K, K for yeah, sure. Like, K. Well, I thought his name was Chaos. Yeah, Chaos.
He's like, that's not how you
like
spell
K-Chaos. K-Os.
Right. Yeah, and he's
then she's like, how do you spell it then? C-H-A-O-S. And he's like, well, that don't make sense. Like, as if she actually didn't know.
That was weird too. I was like,
he was very condescending to her.
But she actually didn't know how to spell the real word.
Did she really?
She was like, well, how do you spell it then? And then he said, C-H-A-O-S. He's like, that don't even make sense. I guess you one of them know-it-all niggas. Like,
that's just how you spell chaos.
Well, you know, I did meet someone this week that didn't know the meaning of trespass.
Oh, y'all yeah. I don't know about that story.
Yeah. Yeah, you wasn't dating her, though.
Just dropped our food and left.
So, but then Ethan talks about what happened to him. And
that's
he
when they show the flashback.
Tearing up. Yeah,
yeah, they show the flashback.
And he's tearing up about it.
And he's like, literally, like you don't do that on the first day.
Yeah. Yeah, he tells about the.
Yeah, you don't. Certain things you don't bring up.
He's crying.
I would never. And so, I would never, ever. I never bring up my ex on a first date.
Yeah.
I mean, I did. I think I did once. And the next day, the woman texts me back and said, yeah, I think it's best when we never talk to each other again.
Oh, man.
Okay. So that's why you don't bring up your ex.
So you don't bring up your ex-wife on the first date. I mean, it's good to let them know that you're not, that you aren't married anymore, that you were previously.
Yeah, yeah. You can say that part, but you go into detail.
You don't got to tell them about why y'all aren't together.
Right.
I ain't married anymore. Like, oh, like what happened? Like, if you don't mind, like we ain't gotta talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about
that later. Yeah. Like, let's get to know each other, maybe, you know, transition
without having to go into details. You know, right? Just not
especially married. He's all not over it yet, and he's all tearing up and stuff.
That, does he tell her that he goes to therapy? During that session too.
I don't remember.
Yes.
I feel like he does.
He does because he fucking, all right, so he's like, yeah, you know, my therapist, you know, tells me, he's like, oh, you seeing a therapist? And then she says, damn, she really messed you up.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's like, and then he's like, well, you know, he gets offended by that. She was like, well, you know, I'm sorry, you know, we could change the subject. I ain't, you know, if you still sensitive about it, he's like, I'm not getting.
Yeah,
I'm not sensitive.
Yeah, he did get.
He did do that.
He went to 10. Know? He went to 10.
Man, I swear.
On the first date.
That first date showed so many red flags.
All of the red flags.
It was like, what?
For both people. Like, they were not.
For
and
both.
Then,
exactly.
And so then
they were not compatible.
Just to make it all more interesting.
They just simply weren't compatible.
They went to their best friends. You know, and tell them about the first date and talked about how bad it was.
Right. Both. And then it ends with them saying, but I'm going to go see him again. But I'm going to see him again.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, what?
Like, why? What in the world made you want?
What is it?
Because her best friend had common sense. His best friend had somewhat common sense.
Yeah.
And they were both like, so you going to see her again? And they put it together, yes.
At the same time. It was good editing, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, this is a to-be-produced movie. Yeah. It's excellent camera work.
It's a to-be original.
Oh, yeah, there's some cool shots.
Yeah, like, it's a to-be original.
There was a shot I saw.
Excellent sound, excellent editing.
Like, there was a shot when Ethan was like, I forget what part of the movie, but like it was like a sunset and he was in his office and you see the sun like piercing through the windows and he's kind of, it was a dope shot. I was like, yeah, that's a really good shot.
This movie looks really good.
Yeah.
It could be in a theater.
Oh yeah.
Like, it looks really good.
It's got good ratings too. It's like 7 point something on IMDb. So. But it keeps your attention.
It
absolutely keeps your attention.
Oh, it definitely does.
Cause he gives us flowers immediately. Like that's the scene. So like the scene is like, it ends with him giving her flowers when she opens it up. And then it goes into like this montage of them just like dating and loving each other. And it's like,
which I don't know how much time went by.
That's the thing I was trying to figure out.
He bought her a Mercedes.
He absolutely
did.
A whole Mercedes.
Early on.
It was within the montage.
Early on. This is within the first. This is one of the second clips in the montage. He bought her a whole because she goes like this and she uncovers her eyes. He got her a burgundy Mercedes.
It's a whole Mercedes,
and it wasn't no entry level Mercedes either.
Yep.
See, if this was a Tyler Perry movie, that part would all be towards the end of the movie.
Nah. He started.
He's a good man.
Like, he went.
He wanted to show her.
Right,
he wanted
he's
to
a
show
good rich man.
Wanted to show that he was a good man. So yeah.
Yep. But why is he a good man? Oh, because he has the money to give her all the stuff. That's what good men are. They give you. They can afford to give you whatever you want. The end.
Well, so, you know,
they gonna go on a yacht.
He got her the Mercedes. Well, before the yacht. Didn't they have?
I feel like they're walking around. Or
maybe I'm getting. Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself when they start arguing a little bit.
They don't
about when he's like trying to get her to sell her business.
Yeah, that's after.
Yeah,
he has
yeah.
Like
a hair so yeah, so you are getting proposed. A little ahead. So
okay, I'm
so,
getting ahead of myself.
So
all right.
Yeah, because that's when the real stuff come out is when they.
That's act two.
But he's still. Yeah, they're still. They're still. Oops. Even right before he proposes, he's making fun of her, like. You know, because there's things that she say, and he's like, you know, he makes fun of her, like
he makes fun of her for talks. Using like street slang yeah. And like, you know what I'm saying, like just slang.
Well, she makes fun of
apparently
him
he don't use any slang.
Now she makes fun of yeah. Him being a square because that was
right.
And,
she
you know,
does,
mm-hmm. And so. And but it's not it don't feel like it's playful.
It's not playful. Right. It's not playful.
It's
like,
it feels it's, offensive. I was like, oh,
right. It's like
it feels disrespectful.
It feels like he's yeah. Really because like okay, you can
like
you
feel
can,
like he...
you can because I mean honestly like I'm from Jackson. I really do love how people from Jackson talk, and I think it's cute.
Right. Right.
I don't use all the language, but I love it, and so like. You know, people used to make fun of me because I didn't use all the slang, but I love it. It's endearment to me. And so I'm like, yes, mm-hmm. Like, come on, say that. And I would love it. And so the thing is, he didn't come to her like he thinking it's cute, but making
like
fun
that.
Of her playful.
Right.
Like, oh, you said this. Like, it was like correcting, like, you know, like, this is not right. How you're supposed to talk. And, you know, how dare you say these words? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my goodness.
Because like
oh,
he said, what was that? Like yeah, well yeah. Later on,
but you can say it.
Yeah, cause he corrects her grammar, when they're arguing a little bit, and it's like yeah, like so, ain't we good? And he's like,
aren't we good?
Like, damn, nigga, like, so loosen your hold.
This is what it is, guys. This is what it is, y'all. It happens more when they get engaged.
Yeah,
he
yeah,
proposes
that's what it
to
is.
Her, and yeah. Then he becomes a little bit more controlling of her.
Yeah, yeah. Which, so yeah. We're in the act two now because yeah, like,
he's on a
well,
yacht.
So we've already established that Chaos is in prison.
Yes,
yes.
Chaos.
Okay.
In prison.
Yeah, yeah.
They're on a yacht. He proposes to her because he was like, "You haven't had any, you know, you haven't had all your hood niggas, you know, coming through." They
yeah,
never
he jokes
took
with
you
her about
yacht.
It. Whatever.
How you know I ain't never been on no yacht before? Because of your hood.
It's all the thugs you dated. It's only been three. Only three, which I bust out laughing when she said that.
Yeah.
So I was like,
yeah.
Because I like her character. I was like, she's hilarious.
She is funny.
Not the kind of girl I would date, but
no.
But hilarious to listen yeah. To. Like, okay, she's funny. Yeah. You know, yes. I like to listen.
She's not the kind of girl I would date, but somebody I'd be friends with.
I would probably,
right.
I that's, could,
that's
right.
Pretty
I
much
mind.
What it is.
That's
you know,
what it
she
was.
Could braid my hair. You know what I mean?
Like she
can,
you know, I'll be
she
friends
can,
with
right.
Her. But
she could do my dare. Daughter's hair, and I could probably have a conversation with her while she does my daughter's hair. Like, you know what? You a trip.
Yeah,
you a trip.
Yeah. Like, she'd be fun to talk to.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sure. But never, I would never
never date. But after she said, but
definitely
she proposes, when he proposes, she's like, she's shocked.
She don't know what to say. She said, I don't know what to say.
He's like, well, say, there's two things you could say. You know?
He's like, that's not what I want to hear and yeah. Stuff. And so she says, yes.
That's specifically what he says.
Oh, yes. That's not what I want to yeah, hear. Exactly. That's right.
Right.
Because the
right.
Girl says, mm-hmm.
So
his girlfriend
says,
her girlfriend says, when she was retelling the story, I didn't know what to say. I wanted to say, it was like, well, it's two options, you know? So you should have said, it was like, I wanted to say yes and I wanted to say no. Well, yeah.
She said, I wanted to say yes and no.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Right. And she said, and she told her, she said, well, you need to be honest with him because men, like that, you can't mess with their emotions like that. They,
right. That's
they
what the friend said.
And, he already done been hurt.
Right.
Right, exactly. So you can't, don't be playing with this man. And I 100% agreed with the friend. Because yeah. I was like, yeah, I agree. Because first of all, I'm like, why is this dude proposing to her in the first place?
Right.
I'm like, She's clearly the rebound.
And I was thinking,
from his
marriage. How long has it been going on?
That's what
on?
It was.
That's the question. It's like, how long was it been?
It looked like it's been going on for a few months. I would say, but
it felt like
not
2 weeks.
A year. It felt like 2 weeks. I think it's, I'm going to say, guess estimate 4 months. Let's say about 4 months. Either way, it was not a year.
You giving it more time than I thought it was. I thought it was like maybe like 2 months, maybe a couple months.
Maybe a couple months. Yeah, maybe. Well,
but she does tell her friend that she's still in love with Chaos. She thinks she's still in love with Chaos. That's one of the reasons mm-hmm. why she didn't want to say yes.
And she's like, yeah, I'll learn to love him. She's like you don't right. already say
she's,
yes.
Yeah, she's not really. Right.
And what you mean, learn to love? I hate when people say that shit. Because it's like, you should already know right. before you.
Exactly. Because that was a chance to get out right, right. there. Like,
yeah,
hey, look,
she could have said
know,
no.
We had our fun. It could just been a fling. They were not. The whole time I'm watching this movie, I'm like, these two are not right for each other.
They're
maybe
not
maybe that's
compatible.
What he was going for. Maybe well, that's what the director was going for.
I mean, it makes sense.
In this movie?
It made
yeah,
sense.
I think that's totally what
yeah,
he was going
for. That's oh, not okay, an accident. Okay. I mean, it's like, it's obviously oh, okay. not clicking. But I mean, she did okay. say, like, okay, like, you know, I don't, he ain't my type. So it's like somebody I want to be with forever. That's what she said. But maybe, right. like yeah, you said, Mark, maybe I'll learn to love him. Like, okay.
Like, I'm like, what you mean? That means that you don't love him.
Right. That's exactly what that means. You
she
don't wanna,
specifically
yeah.
said, I don't love him like that. That's what she said.
You know what, Jason? You know, I just thought about this. It reminds me of, remember on Fox Previews Life, the episode with the Stank? Because you did the voice of Stank, and Stank started dating this girl, the hippo Lena.
Yeah.
And he didn't like her at yep. first until she started buying him a lot
yeah.
of stuff. And then suddenly he was in love with yep. her.
That's what it was.
That's what this is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Receiving all the nice things. And like, oh, I love
that
was him.
That happened on Fresh Prince, too, when he was dating.
Not Queen Latifah, but
it's a different girl.
About.
Yeah.
She was buying him that jacket and all
yep.
that stuff.
Yep. Yeah, because she yelled
she
at
took
him.
All that shit
she
back.
Said, "She said, give me that back." And she was like, "Now!" And he was like, "My mama don't even yell at me like that."
That was hilarious.
He deserved that.
Yes, he did.
No, he did.
Absolutely.
So she runs into her ex. Chaos.
After Chaos an argument. After an argument about them. Because I think there was a point where he was asking about that's when
that was right
that
after,
was after
the argument. I was
yeah, that was
about.
The argument. So like he was like, I want you, have you ever thought about retiring, you know, from your, you know,
just selling your
salon.
You know,
and she was like,
let me take care
what?
Of you.
Like, I don't need to be taken care of. Like I love what mm-hmm. I do.
And I love what I do.
It's like,
right,
but
right.
but you're going
to
be my
you
wife.
Need to.
I'm going to take care of you.
Right.
I have to take care of you. It's like, I don't need nobody to take care of me. And what about our children?
Right.
Like, who said I'm going to have all
right.
this kids for? Like
I'm
going to
immediately start busting out babies. Like,
so,
right.
And she had a legitimate.
He wants
she
to,
had legitimate.
And then that's
argument.
When she says, ain't we good? Like and we're
yeah,
good.
Ain't we good?
Like, ain't we? And he's like, aren't
we good?
And then she complains. She complains to her friends about him.
He correcting her
that.
Grammar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because later on, I don't know if that's part of the same argument, but later on, he was talking about he wants a legacy.
That was a
and
different
she was like,
argument.
Is that why you're with me?
Yeah, that
yeah,
was later
so
on.
Was
so
later
he continued
on.
Yeah, it was a different. It was later on.
And he was like, and she was like, that's why you want, that's why I'm here to be a baby machine.
Right.
He's yeah. like, no, but like, no, that's, I got the idea.
Pretty much
that's
what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me too.
There are people out there like that, and especially people with money
oh, yeah.
that think that they can control mm-hmm. people. Because that's the thing. It's like he looked at, and it's like,
he was barely in love with her either.
She said, if she didn't have that salon when Chaos went to jail, she don't know where she would have been. So she's like, I need to make sure I am independent. Because that's part of my required. Right. Like, I'm like, I can't just be 100% dependent on a man. Like, I value. And then the girl, when she, this is not the conversation, but like the girl was like, well, you just complained about him taking about grammar. My boyfriend crashed my car. Like, I take, you want to switch,
right.
you know?
Right.
So she's like, you got you a good man, you know?
Yeah.
She didn't say that.
Title of the movie.
She didn't say that, but she runs into chaos.
Basically, that's her point. Yeah.
Right at the salon.
But right, yeah, right. She run into chaos immediately after that.
And he's all,
and chaos is all
wearing
smooth,
all white and, you know, looking all,
yeah, he's all,
you know,
what's up,
hey,
baby girl? How you doing? Right,
looking all better than the other guy.
Yes. Way taller.
He's
taller,
way cooler. Muscular.
Way taller. You know,
he's
muscular,
all clean cut.
Right. He don't look like he just got
it. He just playing it smooth. Yeah, he does not look like somebody who just got out of jail.
And he speaks.
Well, he probably been out of jail for like a minute.
He said,
like,
yeah,
he said he
went
out for like 3 months. Yeah, for like 3 months or so.
He like, he got his shit together.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
And so he's like, hey, yeah, you know, and he's like, steals her phone and puts his number in it.
Right, puts his number in it.
It's like, just hit me up.
Just stop it.
Yeah, just real smooth. He just grabbed her phone and put his number. Well, yeah, he grabbed her phone and called his phone.
Right,
right.
Play a move.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, he know what you're doing.
But he asked her. He asked her because she's like, he sees the ring. It says, are you happily engaged? And she says, I'm engaged. But are you happy?
She didn't answer the question. Right.
He said, but are you happy? And she never answered the question. He said, like, hit me up. So, and he all smooth and walked away.
So then they, I guess that's when they had that other argument, because she start texting, or he starts texting her. And they're texting
chaos
each other
starts
back
texting,
and forth.
Yeah, because that's the legacy
yeah, chaos,
argument.
Wow.
He's all.
Yeah.
Because he thinks he's apologizing. So he makes dinner, you know, like he's like, you know, I'm going to make dinner for my fiance. And I'm going to, you know, we've been going through so much. And I just want to let you know how much, you know, everything's been a lot, you know, going on for work and things like that. But I'm here for you. And I just want to make sure that you have enough babies for us. Pretty much.
Oh yeah, that's when they having dinner and shit.
That's the time.
But he's also suspicious too, because that's when he tells his friend, because she's all like dismissive.
Yeah,
is that when he's like, yeah, we're supposed to have a sophisticated dinner or something like that? And is that this argument? He says something like, we're supposed to have a sophisticated dinner.
Yeah, it is. That's the dinner.
And then he gets a phone call.
You're right. He does.
Right. Because he's
like, man, I got to get that. That's like, a client. Yeah. And she's like,
you always answering for a
client. And then he looks at her, you know, I won't answer it. And she's like, no, go ahead and get it. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, are you sure? She's like, yeah, go ahead. And then as soon as he go answer the phone, she started texting with
Chaos.
With Chaos.
Where you at?
And Chaos like, doing? You gonna come get this?
You gonna come get this?
He said, "Let's go. You know, let's go meet up." And they meet up at their favorite spot. They used
She's
to talk.
Like, what you doing tomorrow? You? That's what he says.
Yeah, that's literally what he said.
Oh wow!
So, oh yeah, that's right. Because the camera panned over, and he was like, Ethan was looking
through the shadows.
Looking through the shadows.
Lurking through the shadows, like Carlton.
Lurking through the shadows.
Like Carlton on
Bel-Air. Like, you always know. Yep. That's black people's way of telling you something about to happen.
Lurking through the shadows. Yep.
When there's somebody lurking in the shadow, looking over somebody's shoulder. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So she goes meet up with Chaos, and they out in the beach, or whatever, talking.
Why you
or whatever.
Laughing, Mark?
John, the way Josh is leading into this next part.
What happens in this scene?
Wait, let Josh.
Okay,
let Josh
I'm listening.
Do this. Oh, I was just gonna say they just talking, and you know they flirting and stuff like that. Then he, I forgot what Chaos says to her. Like, you know, I think that's, is you happy? You know, whatever. They start kidding. And she can't resist no more. They start kissing. And then they get into the car.
It's just a hard cut of them
fucking
hard.
In the car. She on top of him. Just like, they just fucking, oh, we fucking now.
That's, yeah. Meanwhile, he's calling her.
She's riding him.
Oh, yeah. She is riding him. And this movie loves that scene because they replay that scene.
Right.
Like,
they play that scene like three or four times.
They really do.
Yeah, the director, I think, likes that scene.
She's grinding pretty hard.
Yeah, she is. Like, man, they fucking for real? You know, Tubi.
But you know, they don't show any nudity or anything.
No, they well later they
not
do.
They
scene.
Don't show
this
any
part,
penetration.
Not in this part. Yeah.
They don't show no cheeks clapping.
Cheeks clapping. This ain't no Nelson J. Davis goodness. Movie, so If it was a Nelson J. Davis movie, we get a close up of his ass.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so.
Just his. Unfortunately.
But Ethan is calling, and she's not answering. And so I think he already mentioned to
side note to interrupt you, Jason. But I saw Nelson's Facebook page the other day. He was in bed with two women. His post said, "Just another day at the office."
That's another day at the office. That's it. That is a great line. Wow.
My office hours are from 9 to 5.
9 p.m. 5 a.m.
Oh, good.
All right, what were you saying?
I was just moving this on. So, yeah, Ethan's calling. She's not answering. I think that's
the point. So she gets back and
she's in a car. Yeah, she gets back home. She's like, "Hey, like, what's going on? Like, where was you at?"
Oh, that's right. Because she said she left her phone
for 45 minutes.
What you? I don't need you to question me. Yeah. And I think she does tell her girlfriend.
I think she's a good liar about this because she's playing it off like you know. Like,
why are you accusing me? You
know, why are you accusing me? You always own me and stuff. But Ethan recognized the signs.
Right. She's short.
Yeah, he's telling his friend, he's been cheated on before. He said, "This is following the same steps that my ex-wife did."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, this is following the same thing. So.
Well, yeah. Well, so, all right. So. She had sex with Chaos. We talked about the conversation with her friend.
Not yet.
We about to talk right about after it right now.
That's this conversation. Because she, go ahead.
So, yeah, because when he's talking to his friend, I think it's another one of those split conversation things where it keep going back and forth, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so this movie is set up like... kind of like a romantic comedy, it feels like just it actually a really good romantic comedy.
Yeah.
And then so there's a lot of those cut scenes where the guy's talking to his friend and the girl's talking to her friends and it's back and forth,
right?
Because
right.
That's like a romantic comedy kind of trope setup. Yep. Yeah, trope. And so yeah, while he's telling his friend, I recognize the signs. I feel like, she could be cheating or whatever. She goes back to her friend.
And admits.
Right, telling her, admitting to having sex with Chaos and stuff like that.
She feels bad and stuff.
She feels bad and blah, blah, blah.
And her friend was like, "You shouldn't have did that. Why, you doing this man wrong like this?" But then she said, "But girl.
Tell me the details.
How was it?
Bro, and she like,
"I forgot how big he was.
I could barely walk. He messed up my insides.
I'm sore. He about to toe out my coat." So she talking like all this detail about just how he's better than Ethan in every way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He looks better. He's cooler. He's taller.
He's not a square.
Penis is bigger. he's not a square. He fucks her the right way. And he's like,
she's even like at one point in the bathtub,
reminiscing.
Yeah, she's like fingering
the same
herself
day.
Or whatever.
Well, yeah,
it's the same.
Yeah, that's
day.
The same day after she get home, and she, I'm gonna go take a shower and I'm gonna take a bath
because they argue as soon as they get home, and so
she feels dirty because
her friend told her you better hope that he don't want to have sex because you're sore. The other guy's dick was so big that you can't walk right.
And apparently don't use a condom.
Where would they have gotten condoms?
Right. Like,
unless he walking around with condoms on his purse.
I mean.
Josh is like, well, in the single world, yes. Safe sex, people.
Oh, goodness.
But practicing later on.
Us at what we talk about this time. support safe sex. Oh, wrap it up tight.
But later, I'm not to kind of jump a little bit. We find out later that they definitely don't use condoms. So So she had this naked, she had this dude's, they raw dogging and stuff, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. and then Ethan, of course, Ethan wants to have sex with
her. Yeah, but he's like apologetic and, you know, I just need you close to me right now. I just need you. And so she, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She said, you know, Ethan, fucks me like a good guy, but Chaos fucks me like a gangster.
She does.
She was just
that.
She all about that chaos D.
But while she's right. in the tub masturbating, fantasizing about what just happened, creepily Ethan's just standing there looking.
Yep. Creeping in the shadows.
I'll be looking too.
I mean, he's looking so creepy.
I'll be looking just as creepy. I'll be like, first off, don't stop. Secondly, what's this about?
Oh, goodness.
Maybe that turned him on.
Maybe, because that's what he wanted after it.
He wanted.
And she gave it to him.
She tried to get out of it. She tried to get out of it, but he said, I need you right now, baby.
No, I need to feel you.
I'm a good man. I need you.
He looked at the camera. I'm a good man.
A good man needs you right now. And so, of course, they have a sex scene. She's all just laying there like a dead fish while he's all...
Well, she's laying there like she's like
in
it
pain.
Hurts.
Yeah.
She's laying like she's uncomfortable.
She's like, he's like, are you okay?
Stop it, like, you know, are you okay? No, just keep going.
Why is she in pain?
Because I don't like it anyway.
Why is she in pain? She's all loosened up now, right?
Well, she's in pain because she just said she was sore from chaos.
Oh, good point. Good point.
And now he wants to go in there.
Yeah, and she's all she's just laying there. Yeah, he's just like, oh, baby.
Wow. Okay. Which basically is how it went.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, I just feel like you're not connected to me.
Yeah.
You know, like,
are you at?
Okay?
Are you
Did you enjoy
else?
That? Where are you at? I feel like, you know, you weren't here with me.
Just got a lot on my mind with work. That's what
I
she
just
said.
Got a lot on my, yeah, I'm just busy, you know.
So we pretty much get a montage of this, kinda. But Chaos, we revealed that Chaos, well, all right, Ethan hired Chaos to do a job for
Chaos
him.
Chaos shows up at the,
Chaos shows up at Ethan's actually.
Job.
Right, and, nobody, right. I'm like, this is a small ass town. Of all the people he hired.
Chaos was looking for a contractor to help renovate this property that he was buying, an investment property that he's buying for his fiance.
For Ari. Ari.
And so.
And of course, Chaos.
Yeah, that's right. He was renovating a new space. Yeah,
well, it's just
right
an investment
Ari.
Property. Oh, so he also bought her a new salon.
A new salon, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's in addition, right? Too.
Yeah, he was
because he gave
that.
Her the keys to and that so, after. That was the what he gave before.
So he just got an endless supply.
Yes, he has the
of course
Sims
he does.
Cheat code money. Like he just
because early on Chaos wanted to know what Ari's fiance looked like
and his name and stuff
him.
Like that. She's like, I ain't telling you nothing.
She wouldn't do that. Yeah, I ain't telling you nothing. So Chaos, of course, figures it out. Chaos is probably the smartest character in the movie. Kinda, I don't know. Chaos, well, I don't know.
Well,
I'll get to that later.
He goes to
Chaos.
Work. And he's trying to make a good impression, and he's just talking to him, trying to get a job, being honest. Is like, hey, I got, you know, I'm just trying to get on my feet. I'm now married to my baby mama. And
right.
I'm trying to make things work. And he's like, oh, okay. How long have you been married? Just a few months, man. I was, you know, in prison. You know, so, okay. Thank you for being honest with me.
Baby mama got me through.
You know, he's like, hey, you know, I'm all about helping people, you know.
Because he's a good man.
I know people. Right. You know, he's a good man. Throughout the whole movie, he's proven to you that he's a good man.
Yep.
Because he's like, you know, I'm all about my people. You know, I understand people need to reform. You know, people, you know, reform. And I just I'm all about second chances and, you know, appreciate you being honest. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm going to help you out, my black brother.
Then Chaos sees
just
that
looking
picture.
Looking out for the people.
He sees a picture of
Ari
Ethan
and Ethan,
Ari
on his desk.
And he's just like, he starts kind of laughing.
Yeah,
he kind of laughs a little bit. He's like, Ethan's, oh, what's funny? What's going on? He's like, oh, I'm just laughing about it. It's funny how life works.
So Ethan is talking about his ex.
This is later
like,
on.
You know, I thought this was all in the same conversation.
It
when,
could be.
When,
they have
keep
two
going.
Scenes
yeah,
together.
They do
yeah,
have
yeah
two
they
scenes.
Had two scenes. Yeah, so later on when Ethan is at the property, mm-hmm. you know, looking at Chaos's work. You know, they're just getting to know each other, and he's like,
Chaos actually asks him for advice. So, he's like, "You got any advice for a newly married man?"
Oh, that's right. Because at this point, Chaos knows.
Oh yeah, and that's
right. Because he already saw the picture and stuff, so he knows. So he's fucking with Ethan now.
Yeah, because there's montages of them going back and forth, and he's still with Ari. They have their moments.
They have sex again. Yeah,
multiple times.
Oh yeah, they're having sex like crazy. And so he's like, you know, it's always, I just don't know. I'm just not sure if I'm over my ex, though. You know what I'm saying? He's like, well, you know what they say. There's always this one where, you know, they just, you just, you know, you just can't get over or whatever or something. He said like that. He was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and you know, in the sex, man, I mean. You know, she a ride.
He does, you know, say that.
And then he said, and then he tapped, he said, you don't know what I'm trying to tell you, man. Because remember earlier we said she was riding.
Yeah, that's right.
And they showed a lot of flashbacks of her riding him.
Right. That same scene.
Right. And then he was like, yeah, you know, she a rider. He's like, you don't know what I'm trying to tell you. He's like, yeah, well, you know what they say. He's just so clueless.
Man. No idea.
He's like,
what's the guy's name?
He's Captain Simp. He's King Simp.
Because the guy's name starts with a K. I forget his name though.
Kevin or something?
Something that starts with a K. But
yeah.
Oh, talking about Chaos,
yeah,
real name?
His real name starts with a K.
I'm gonna say Kevin.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember him because Ethan don't know him as Chaos.
Right. He doesn't know Chaos. He was not even thinking about Chaos.
He didn't realize it.
And he spells Chaos with C-H-A-O-S. You know, like he doesn't even think about it.
And plus, Chaos is not going to use his street name to get a job.
No, but, you know. He should have said, you can call me K. Just like your girl do.
So... Ethan and Ari have another argument. I forgot.
They always have arguments. Accusing. Every other scene is an argument. I'm just like, please.
Right.
Y'all
every,
not,
literally.
Every scene that they're in.
Y'all are not compatible. Y'all haven't been compatible.
Since day one.
Because then he reveals that he's going out of town.
And she's like, oh.
Which is like, which is like,
I just found out.
I thought this was a setup at first. Because I was like, Ethan, okay. He's already
suspicious, right?
He's already suspecting Ari is cheating to the point where he's like 85% sure.
Yeah.
Ari is cheating on
him at this point. Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty sure of it.
He's convinced in his mind. He's surprised.
He's going to drop this knowledge on her that he's going out of town for a few days. Right. That's a setup.
So he
that's almost like a setup on his dumb ass.
So I thought this was going to turn into surprise.
Well, here's your opportunity to cheat on me.
He was thinking about it the whole time. He was convinced in his mind, like on the movie Surprise. And so this guy is convinced
that she was cheating. Yeah.
So he's convinced, but it's true. So I thought he was going to set her up, you know?
Right.
No, he wasn't setting her up. He actually was going out of town. It's like he completely forgot about him suspecting her cheating.
But before he goes,
it's like completely out the window.
Damn, Josh, I didn't consider that. It's like, if you think she's cheating, why would you? Well, the only reason to tell her would be to at least try to catch her cheating, like you actually wasn't going out of town. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's what I thought he was going
to
do.
Thought, but yeah, it's like, no, he legit had to go out of town.
He actually...
Think about that.
Yeah, because that's what I thought. Because I was like, suddenly he has to, you know, go out of town. I really thought he was setting her up. But he wasn't. No, I'm going to really go out of town. Because she's like texting dude immediately.
But
before he leaves the room. Literally before he leaves the room.
He didn't even get out the house good. And she's already texting.
I'm gonna be, you know, out of town. You know, I'm gonna be home alone all week and stuff like that. But there's a couple moments where he gives her the investment property. He's like, "Hey, I got this investment property for you. You can do whatever you want with it. I didn't ask for this. Well, like, you can sell it, do whatever you want with it, rent it out. This is for you. Why well, ain't
and I don't
for
know
it.
Why he kept doing that stuff for her. Man.
And so she was like, "I ain't even want it, but like, well, use it. We'll do whatever you want to with it." And so she's also kind of torn. And we didn't talk about, well, I think we were about to talk about her talking to her mama Because I know you want
to
talk about.
Yeah, because it happens right when they go out of town. Yeah, that's why. I was yeah.
So
up
go ahead.
Talk I about definitely want to talk about
there's
that.
There is a little bit of tension.
I need a refresher on the mom.
There's a little bit of tension of that. So yeah, tell us about the mom, Josh.
So all right, the mom. She talks to her mom after Ethan goes out of town because she's still unsure. And so she's like, just, you know, catching where her mom, because her mom's like, I never get to see you since you've been engaged. She was like, well, you know.
Where's my future son-in-law?
Like, what's wrong? No. Right, right. She's you never excited bring about future son-in-law. Wrong. Right. Future son-in-law. And then she's like, what's wrong, Ari? I know you better than anybody. And she's like, well, you know, chaos is around. You know, she's like, oh, I see. Yeah, you shouldn't. And then her mom gives her the dumbest advice. She said, what, you know, there's the man you want and the man you need. You need to go to the man you need. Because she's considering Ethan, you know, he's a good man. He's the one you need. And I'm just like, no, fuck that.
Right. Well, I mean, neither of those guys. She doesn't you don't want to be with Ethan. You don't need to be with the guy you're cheating on, because that's just not a good way to start a relationship. And then you also don't need to be with the guy that you don't really
you're
love.
Cheating with.
Yeah. So either of those two, you, good advice right, would be you like, need, there's you need a reason. Start. You need to just stop dating right now and just spend some time
right.
with yourself.
You need to be by
learn
yourself
to love yourself.
Focus on yourself. Pray a little bit.
You know, that's yes. what the mama, good mama
that's
advice would have been.
That's what, exactly. That's what good mama advice. You're right.
Like, I would, at that point bit. In the movie, I wouldn't mind some Tyler Perry advice. Right? Like, just look, you need to focus on God.
And right? This was a Tyler Perry movie. Here, right? This was a Tyler Perry movie. The next scene, she'd be in church. And she'd be like, oh, get on. And she's
yeah. Because she did, but she did have a moment of like, you know what, trying to text him back, say maybe it's not a good time, you know, maybe we should stop doing this, maybe we should stop. She kind of wrote that text out to like say
but
to
almost,
chaos
but almost doesn't because
then she say come over, I'm
she
ready,
still did it, she still deleted it and said,
so she deletes
go.
That text
on,
message says
get this
come
pussy
over.
She said get this pussy tonight
right
in the house. Which
in
is stupid.
In my husband, in my fiance's bed.
Mansion, his bed. Mansion house, you know, his, you know, so yeah.
I mean, she got comfortable real fast.
Super fast.
With him.
And so he, mm-hmm. and he came over immediately and he was like, I'm ready. Let's go. Like, we're waiting on.
So now we move into act three.
And that was about 30 minutes. That movie, like that, the whole act three is long.
Act three is a different movie, people.
Oh, goodness.
So the thing to know about this director is in act three of his movies,
I haven't seen
he likes
one.
To switch genres.
Okay. Switch genres.
Yes.
So eject the tape that you've been of the movie you've been watching and put
and
on
put in the part two, which is
a
which
whole
is,
nother
which
movie.
Is, which you'll find in a completely different section of the
blockbuster
of the story.
Yeah. Remember that romantic comedy you were watching? Remember that romantic comedy you was watching? Take that out and
forget about it.
Now, Tyler Perry has done this, and I told Marcus this with Acrimony. I feel like Acrimony pulled this.
Okay.
Where Act Three was completely different from the rest of the movie. Mm-hmm. But at least with Acrimony, there were signs.
Yeah.
So of course, Ari invites Chaos over, and they get at it. It's like they barely. She cooked this meal, and he's like, "I don't want to eat."
She was like,
"I
want to
eat that pussy.
Meal.
I'll eat that pussy."
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. And then they get right at it.
Yep.
In the bedroom.
In Ethan's
she
bed.
She leads him right. She leads him to the bed.
Big old house.
Ethan's
with all
bed.
The rooms.
Immediately go have sex.
All the rooms.
Meanwhile.
In that
Meanwhile,
everywhere
you see Ethan and his friend in the limo say, well, that was,
it was
I'm glad we closed that.
We closed
man,
early.
That scene,
we closed
I know, we got back up. Early. I'm
they,
about to come home.
Cutting back and forth between Ethan talking to his friend in limo and them and Chaos and old girl fucking in a different position.
Every other position. And it was loud.
It was so funny because it's like they never fucked like that before.
Well,
right.
It was like extra.
So hard.
It's like,
they've
I
never
don't,
seen
like,
each
wow.
other before the way. We were like, oh my goodness.
Like, this was right. like, he definitely
just
got out of prison.
Prison yesterday.
This was get out of prison an hour ago. An hour ago. That's what that was. This is the kind of prison where you haven't seen a woman in 10 years kind of fucking.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
I mean, they were
fucking
yeah.
Yes. Watch your own risk. Oh my goodness.
Like a lot of sex. They were trying to get a lot of sex in there, boy. Hard. Like, goodness. And so.
And they were just fucking nonstop.
Nonstop.
I thought they were going
to
stop.
To the point where he came home.
He came home from his. He got off the plane, got into the car, drove home, talked about it, got home.
Well, first of all, because his friend's like, oh, you going to call Ari? No, I don't have to. I'm a surpriser.
I'm a surpriser.
Yep.
I said, if you I was sure you, I would have just stayed away for another night and just had your night to yourself, you know, partied up a little bit.
Right, right.
Well, but that's why you're still single.
He's a good man.
That's why you're still single.
A good man surprises his lady.
Oh, okay.
That's what a good man does. And so this scene, man. All right, Mark, what would you think about this scene? When he was walking up, when Ethan came into the house,
man,
and
the first thing I thought about was, as I get closer to the stairway, all I hear scream.
That's pretty much it. Yeah,
that's exactly what I thought about when he was walking.
That could have been the soundtrack.
I started singing that when I saw that.
Because his face expression changes. He's going up the stairs,
he just turns. He's transforming into King Simp. At this
I laughed.
He's transforming. I was cracking up because the closer he gets to the room, the louder you can hear the fucking. They are still in there.
He opens the door.
No, before he opens
no,
the door.
He just walks up. He already knew what he was going to see. Because
he doesn't open the door yet. He listens because his face is
but
already.
But he cracks the door and sees them and then goes
no,
back.
It's before he cracks the door. Okay.
Before he cracks the door. Because he stands by the door. He hears her getting pounded. Them cheeks clapping.
Clapping
to the beat.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
clapping.
And he's just like
snapping, trapping, and rest.
And he just kind of breaks down, like he kind of falls to the ground a little bit, like, oh, I knew it. Kinda
he's
thin,
crying.
Like, this hurts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, of course.
He's already crying now. And then he cracks the door open. And then the cheeks clapping and moaning and screaming
she
is even louder.
Chaos Miles will be a horse.
Wow.
Because she is riding that dick.
Wow. They ain't taking a break. They ain't take no kind of breaks.
No breaks. Nah, they are sweating. They are, woo. It's just nonstop, boy.
He cracks the door just a little bit. Then he closes it.
That's when he starts. That's when he falls
and
cries.
And he's just crying.
That's when I laugh the most. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because I was like, get your ass up. What are you doing? Such a bitch. Like, well, don't be such a simp.
I was
watching this with Tori. We literally like, nigga, get up. What are you doing?
Yep. God. That's what happened.
And then all of a sudden he's covering his face and he cries and then he comes back and he's like,
yeah, that's the movie shift.
He said, like, that's when you notice he just, that's when he snapped.
That was the snap moment after the cry. After
he goes down the hall. Yeah. They still fucking, you can still hear it loud as day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They have been fucking for hours.
Right. Nonstop.
Mm-hmm. At this point.
Nonstop.
And then nonstop, like, apparently.
Can run out of breath
then,
by this point. Like, you know.
Right.
Nope.
He's like a horse on cocaine. And so
he goes into
so
his
he
like,
goes
his
to the bedroom and his study. Yeah, you know, he's rich. He's got a study.
Let me go to my study.
I gotta go to the study. He goes to his study.
And Vincent Price was there.
Right. Vincent Price is there beating me the whole time. They were pounding hard.
Vincent Price was in the closet.
Oh,
looking
my goodness. Right.
This won't end, and I enjoy right. and I'm enjoying it.
But Ethan goes
he's
to
giving
study.
Her rather good thrashing. Pounded, yes. Pound the pussy.
Oh my Vincent goodness. Price.
God, Vincent Price, get out of here.
So Ethan gets a gun from his study.
He goes to get the gun. He's coming back to the room
with the gun in his hand,
and they're still fucking hard. Then he opens the door. He don't care if they see him because he like, y'all. And then I start thinking about shit, damn motherfucker, that D'Angelo.
Oh,
yeah. I'm gonna go get my knife.
Yeah,
and kill both of y'all behind.
That's, you know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so that's the sound.
And then so he comes in. I'm like, oh shit, he about to
shoot
to kill
both of them real quick.
And then like,
that's what I thought too. Yeah, you
yeah, walk in, just and then the part where I bust out laughing the hardest, I thought about Josh.
Okay,
it sounded like something you would put in a movie, because it's basically what we used to joke about as kids. What are y'all doing? Huh? It really did it all here. Do you remember?
Yeah,
he opened the door and then he was like, oh boss, oh, I expect you to be home this early.
Exactly what he says.
Hard.
He's in the middle. He actually said that.
He said, boss, I wouldn't expect you to be home so early.
In the mid grunt.
I gotta watch this again.
In mid
pump. I gotta watch
in mid, this again. In mid grunt. Pump. He does it. He said, oh boss.
I
didn't know you was gonna be home.
No, you were gonna be back. Let me get as much in as I can right now.
Yeah.
Apparently. Yep.
But she jumps off and puts her clothes on pretty quickly.
And she's all crying hysterically.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
You know, and he's got the gun in his hand.
Yeah, he's in chaos, is not sorry at all.
He's, man, like, he's laid up in this dude's bed. Like,
yeah.
He's like, yeah. And maybe if you remember.
Laugh and think about what
you're going to
say.
Marcus knows what I was going to say. Maybe you
satisfy your woman a little more. She wouldn't have to come to me. Oh, Pluto.
Oh, my goodness.
It was literally a Popeye.
That's the awful
Pluto situation. Oh, my God. What are you doing here? Oh, my God. Popeye.
Or if you satisfy your woman a little more, she wouldn't have to come to me.
Just when I need some drama.
Oh my goodness. Is that from the cheaters thing?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That's what I thought about. That part right there. Yeah, I did. I really did.
For reference, people who don't know, a long time ago, I randomly recorded a skit about Popeye with Joey Greco catching olive oil and Bluto cheating.
Did you do all the voices too?
Yeah, I did all the voices. I did Popeye, Olive Oil, Bluto, and Joey Greco, and then I mixed it with like sound effects. So like, it sounds like
it's hilarious.
And then they get to fighting hard as hell. And then Josh went and made a animation to it,
like stop motion,
and put it on YouTube.
Yeah. Action figures,
and on Josh's journal. I put it on Josh's journal too.
Yeah.
On the Cheaters episode. Yeah.
So he got the gun to them, and what happens?
I think it cuts.
He knocks both of them out.
He knocks them upside the head with the gun.
He knocks them both out. Yeah, he knocked the dude upside the head with the gun. Then the chick tried to jump on him. Then he knocked her upside the head.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah,
and
then
they see him watching this video on YouTube about how to get rid of bodies, like the top 10 ways.
Yeah, how to disintegrate a body using
we talked about acid.
Some kind of acid stuff. Yeah.
Like the best way is murder. The best way is fire.
Mm-hmm. We just talked about that.
Yeah.
And so
with another wife,
I thought
cheating
they were
guy.
Dead, and he was just figuring out how to dispose of the bodies. But
I did too.
They woke up.
I did too. I was very surprised to see they were still alive.
And so we have another 20 minutes.
Right, which I thought it was going to be about, okay, he's trying to get away with these murders now. That's what I thought the last 20 minutes was going to be. Like he disintegrated the bodies, mm-hmm. and
goes,
he's trying to hide it and stuff.
It goes
no,
further than
it goes
I thought it would go.
Definitely different than I was expecting.
Go.
Yeah, it's like this movie this movie. Okay, so yeah, if we stop here, this movie, it already took like a swift turn, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then so they wake up and it's like, oh shit, he killed them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit, wait, they still alive. Oh, he gonna torture them. Okay.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
We're here now.
Yeah, we're here. Yeah.
All right.
Which he we're does torture now. Them.
Yeah, he does. But like right here, it's like, okay, cool. This is like a weird, yeah, like this is like an intense twist, mm-hmm. but I'm with it, you know, whatever. All right. And then as he's starting to torture them, he unties their mouth. Like he take the tape off their mouth or whatever.
Yeah.
And Chaos is just steady talking shit the whole time.
Right.
He's from Detroit. Like,
you a bitch ass nigga.
Right, laughing
and then,
at him.
And then he's like,
"Who you fucking?"
And then
with?
He's like, he literally says, "Do you know who you fucking with?" On some Detroit
right,
movie,
right?
Shit.
Right.
He actually says this.
Yeah, do you know who you fucking with? I'm Chaos, nigga. And then he like punch him in the face or something.
Yep.
He's like, "See, this is all about you, Ari. You wanted a good man." With a good you want a bad guy. Would a bad guy do this? And then he like bang up Chaos' knees with a hammer.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, cool. We're here. He's torturing them.
He snapped, yeah.
I get
so,
it.
So
you know, he's mad, he snapped.
In this part, because he says you wanted a good you didn't want a good man. I tried to be a good man. So he's right. complaining about that, which this is the part that pisses me off.
All right.
Right.
I was yelling at the TV. I was
oh,
like,
okay.
You never were a good man.
He was never a good man.
There was a point. There was a point in the movie where she says to her friend, you know, he's been so good to me. I said, at what point was he good to you?
Right. Right.
He was, bought her things.
He was never.
The only thing he did was buy her
He never
shit.
Cared about right. what she wanted in life.
No.
He never cared
he
about
cared
who
more
she
about
was.
Himself.
He didn't really know who
he
she was.
He cared more about himself nope. than with her. Right.
He tried to correct who she
yeah.
was. In fact,
right. he didn't care nothing about
she
her.
She could have been anybody.
Yes.
She was a woman
and
there.
What she
That's
said,
all she was
what she
for
said,
him.
Oh, you just want me to make some babies. That's all he wanted anyway. Exactly.
That's what he wanted. Yes.
Right.
That's exactly what he wanted.
That's literally what he wanted.
He just got called out on his own shit. So no,
right.
he was not a good man at all. He did not care about her feelings, about what
right.
she wanted to do with her life, about
right.
how who she was.
Right.
None of that stuff. Everything he tried to change. He tried to change
everything
about her.
About her.
That's
to
not
fit
a,
his own
to his agenda.
Exactly.
And his made up world and his made up mind. Which the thing is, he ends his after he proposes.
He wants a woman literally barefoot and pregnant
in
the kitchen.
Kitchen.
That's
right.
what he
yep.
wants.
That's literally what all he wanted.
So he ends his virtual therapy session after he gets engaged. We forgot to note that. So he was meeting and
oh,
so he's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm good now.
Yeah, he's,
I'm
he
good
ended
now.
His therapy sessions. And it's so stupid. That was so
was.
Stupid.
Like,
I caught that the second time I watched it. I'm like, okay. It's like, okay. I started therapy like earlier in this year, and I gotta say, people have been telling me, y'all have been telling me, people, you know, and other people are like, yo, man, you need to go therapy, man. Black folks, you know, black men need therapy and stuff like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it'll,
right.
it'll do you good to talk to somebody. And the whole time, I'm like, no, I don't wanna. I was uncomfortable exposing myself, I guess, to some stranger or whatever, and
right.
I had to get over that. And but I could tell you from the beginning of this year, like I feel like such a more whole, like a more like healthy individual, wholly healthy individual,
mm-hmm.
like mind, body. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so it's like I can't imagine, you know. Stuff going well, and then me just being like,
I'm good now.
I don't need therapy anymore. I think I'm fixed. I think
exactly.
I'm fixed.
I was
I think
about
all
to
my
say,
generational
so...
trauma and all this, I think everything's fixed now.
Everything's
thanks,
okay.
Doc.
Yeah. So
like it don't work like that.
So for me, I've been in therapy for 5 years now.
Mm,
5
yeah.
years. The past 2 years I haven't had anything bad happen. And
that
I'm
major.
Still
right.
in therapy.
Yeah.
Like nothing bad. Yeah.
yeah,
nothing major. It's all been. I'm
and
usually...
And what I can say is the past 2 years with Josh, you can see Josh's progression from 5 years to 5 years ago to today.
Yeah.
But even though you just said 2 years, it's been 2 years, you know, it's been pretty good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But even 2 years ago, I see progress.
Right.
From
right.
2 years ago.
Right.
You see what yeah. I'm saying? Now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the therapy don't stop. Just because you think everything is
I'm good.
Everything is good. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right. Especially with the kind of trauma that he
so
saw.
I got so pissed off what
the
he did.
The kind of trauma that like, he experienced.
What are you doing?
And then to like that was
right,
huge.
Right.
And it's like just because you're in a relationship that if you actually was honest with your therapist about your relationship, she probably would have been like, let's keep talking.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, let's keep talking.
You know, because I'm
you
like,
know, maybe you don't need to come every week, yeah, but like, every talk, 2 weeks, talk, you know, it's talking.
You know, right, keep talking because you know you got some things to process with. So
especially with them getting engaged that fast with yeah. this girl, like she should,
right.
You know, and he if he was so, truly going to therapy, he would have at least shared with his therapist the arguments that him and his
right,
fiance
right.
were having. And the therapist would right. definitely be like, okay, well, you know, maybe
to offer some perspective right. to him. Like,
let's yeah, talk about exactly. why you think this way. You know, let's you know, kind of mm-hmm. get more inside of
like, why
you
did
ever
she
considered
say that?
That she actually enjoys what she wants,
right.
that she what she does,
mm-hmm.
and that she doesn't need. You're gonna have to give her space. The therapy helps even when everything is going well.
Yeah.
Is our point here at the WWTBTT show.
This part of the segment yeah. is sponsored by BetterHealth.com.
BetterHealth? No, it's not. Oh my goodness. Oh man.
Yo, they have some really good commercials though.
They do.
The commercial be cracking me up.
So yeah, the therapy didn't work for him. So it's like it didn't.
No,
he ended,
it did not.
Because he's all the way at 10. And
oh yeah, yeah,
he on 1,000.
Man,
because
he is a
like,
super villain now.
Yeah,
he
he's like,
like his brain.
He's like yeah. screaming and stuff,
screaming and laughing, and you know
he's like half naked now too. He's yeah. he took off his clothes and stuff. He's like in the
yep.
wife beater, mm-hmm. ironically. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right,
you see his tats all of a sudden.
Yeah,
he didn't
yeah.
have tattoos right. before. Now he has them.
Yeah,
so I guess he went and tatted himself. No, got, I'm kidding.
Well, he did put
he all oh, exposed his tats
so,
and stuff.
So there's man. A there's a doorbell that rings, and he's like, oh,
I got some surprise guests. And he's you know he's looking at chaos. Oh, you know you wouldn't believe. Who I invited over.
It's amazing how facial recognition works. I opened up your phone and sent a text to your wife.
Yeah, yeah, your wife.
And then
Ari's
like,
he goes and gets the door.
You know, and Ari's confused. She's like, what?
Ari's like, wait, your wife?
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
She ain't you married?
Yep.
He was like,
Ethan reveals, oh, you didn't know.
Yep.
Oh, well, let me tell you what chaos has been hiding from you.
Right. He's suddenly, he's literally just about talking
yeah,
like that.
Pretty much.
Right. He's a super villain.
But he's
now.
A
he's
whole
a Batman
super villain.
Batman.
Real. Right. He's a 60s Batman.
Yeah, he's got them
now.
Tied up. You know, like Batman.
Right, he really is.
And then, to make it even more interesting, once he gets, so his wife.
Well, he does have them tied up, and he's talking
up.
About acid.
Yes,
he is a 60s Batman.
But then he ends up burnt. Like, he brings in the wife, and the wife actually has the kid, and they tie him up together.
Yeah, he's like, oh, hey, your kid is here, too.
And so he ties him up together.
What a surprise!
And then. He burns in Chaos's chest, Bad Boy.
With a
solder iron
what was
or
that?
Whatever.
Like a yeah, he like heated up some kind of
yeah. What yeah, does he write on something. Him though?
Bad.
He writes Bad Boy on
something
his
like that.
Chest.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because you wanted a bad boy, so I'm gonna put Bad Boy.
That is such a supervillain thing to do.
And he's like. He like screaming and stuff, and then all of a sudden, I love how when Chaos gets like the worst torture done to him, he suddenly he's fine. he got his kneecaps busted with a hammer. He should still be sitting there screaming or be passed out.
Right,
from Chaos is the hardest.
And then by the time he burned to him, he should have passed out from pain.
Right, the whole spell out the whole.
But he was like, And then he's like, man, fuck you.
Like, I guess prison was that tough for him. He,
you can feel like
this. So, this still ain't, so this still ain't what they did to me in prison.
You still ain't shit.
Nigga. You don't know who you fucking with.
Ass nigga.
Just wait till I get free.
Yep.
Wait.
Right. So wait till I get out of this.
So just to move this along a little
bit. We almost finished.
Ethan kills Chaos's son.
The boy. First. He just shoots him.
He just shoots him in the head.
He's like, yeah, bad boy wouldn't do this. Pow.
Pow.
And then Chaos is like, no, my son. I'm okay. He's like,
went crazy.
Not that
then he
quick.
Shoots
not
the
that
wife.
Quick. But yeah, he shoots the wife.
He's basically.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, he shoots the wife. And then he shoots the wife. He's like, no, my wife.
The love of my life. Well, my whole family is dead now.
In 2 seconds.
How would I live? Okay, I'm all right now.
Right. He's suddenly hard as fuck again.
Yeah.
I can't show weakness to this nigga.
Right.
But Ethan stabs him like repeatedly in the chest, you know.
Because he's still talking shit. Because the whole time me and Tori's watching this, why wouldn't you shoot the dude who, you know how that scene would have went with me? He talking all that shit. And it's like, okay, the first thing I'm going to do, if I was Ethan, if I'm just crazy, I would have just had Ethan just shoot his dick off.
That's what I thought he was going to do.
Yeah.
Like, or
And then if you still talking shit, I'm going to shoot him in the mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Talk that shit now. You know what I'm saying? And like, it would have been over.
Yeah.
But he let this nigga talk shit to the point where he would rather kill his son, which he didn't care about. Mm-hmm. He would rather kill his wife, which he didn't care about.
Right. He's cheating on them.
And then like, this nigga still talking shit. It's like, shoot this nigga.
But the entire time, Ari is
trying to escape.
Getting her hand loose. She's
right. Yeah. It keeps cutting to her getting her hand loose. Yeah.
So she eventually gets loose after the.
After he stabbed Chaos.
While he's stabbing Chaos.
Yeah.
Stabbing him, and then she's loose.
And then she gets
and
a gun.
And what'd she do? Did she.
She gets a gun and shoot him.
She like jumped on his back or something like that.
Did she stab him or she shoots him?
I thought she shot him in the arm.
She stabbed.
So
she shot him?
Yeah,
she shoots him in the arm.
You're right. Yeah, she shoots him in the arm because he was like, because Ethan's tone changes and he was like, Ari, you shot me in the arm.
He's like, Ari, you shot me.
Well, at first he tried to play innocent. Hey, baby, you shot me in the arm. Like, why'd you do that? Hey, we'll fix this. Like,
he's suddenly talking like a whole different person.
Right.
He's clearly lost.
Right. It's, you know, we'll talk. We got to talk about this. We'll fix this.
Now we're in a thriller movie. We're in like a thriller movie here.
100% thriller movie.
And so, you know, it's like following him through the house as he's looking. It's like, you know, the typical trope where it's like, come out.
Yeah.
Like that type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to not have fun now. He says something like that. And then she comes out with the gun. Yeah,
he says that.
And then she comes out pointing the gun to him. And, you know, like, you don't have to do that. Why are you doing it? And then he like, no, you ain't about to come up in here.
In my house.
And cheat on me. And you get to shoot me now?
You
like,
cheat on me
that.
In my
and then
bed.
He like,
and then kill me?
And kill me? Yeah.
Right. And then so they start wrestling over the gun. And like it's like clearly like they're struggling over the gun, and then
the gun
camera goes black.
It's going towards Ethan's head, and then
it goes off, and you hear a gunshot. You hear the gun, right?
And you're like,
so
who got shot? Who
we don't know.
Got shot?
We don't know. Suddenly, we cut to this girl on a blind date. She's on the phone. She's talking to her friend on the phone. So yeah, girl's a blind date.
Before. I'm excited. I don't know.
Stuff. I wonder who she's on a blind date with.
Right.
I don't know.
Maybe she's on a blind date with Ari.
Yeah, that would have been a twist. That would have been what we would have thought. You know, you never know. Somebody could have died.
But then, of course, Ethan shows up
and smiles.
And he's like, hi.
Hello.
So,
Ethan.
Me and Jason talked about this last night. We said that it would be more surprising if it was Chaos.
That would have been
if Chaos
that
showed
would have been
up.
A twist.
And that would be the actual twist. Like, wait, she's on a blind date with Chaos? Mm-hmm. But I would be like, well, then I would need a whole scene.
Right, then it would have to be a whole nother scene to show what actually happened. Right, like a flashback kind of thing.
Which they could do that, you know, that maybe Ari killed Ethan and then went back to untie Chaos, but Chaos ended up killing her. Like, I ain't involved with y'all no more.
She killed Ari and then Chaos killed Ethan and then the end of the story. But obviously he killed everybody and he's back to his shenanigans. My theory, and I was telling Josh this, is that because we never did see what happened to his first wife, and he mentioned that his brother owns this crematorium. So my thought is this ain't his first murder.
I'm thinking he killed his first wife and his best friend.
Because
he went into a lot of detail about how the crematorium is not just like setting something on fire. It's like he's disintegrating everything.
The brain, which is protected by the skull, which is a thick bone.
Right. You know.
So my theory is this dude is obviously snapped again. And that was why he was in therapy the first time, is because he murdered his wife.
and best friend.
So yeah, because he played that too quickly.
That's true. Maybe we should have had signs of him being a villain, but
yeah, I didn't. He was. I mean, he snapped. Remember at the very beginning on the first date, that was the sign.
Yeah, he did. That's what I said.
I'm not soft.
This dude,
or whatever he said.
That's why why my whole thing was they were never compatible.
The second time you watch it, you can really see it.
Dude, I can't wait to watch this again.
What I can say about, what's his name? Joe.
The director?
Joe Smith?
Yeah, Joe Smith, who also goes by a different name. Kamal. It's not just Joe Smith. Yeah, Kamal Smith.
Yeah.
And so what I can say about his directing is it makes you watch it again. It makes you want to watch it again. Because it's like, wait, what? And then you go, you know, and the second time you watch it, it does. I actually appreciated it more the second time I watched it.
Oh, okay, okay.
Which I think this is why it's got like a decent review, because it's not like, well, are we going to rate these?
Yes, I think we should.
Okay.
Yeah, we usually don't rate the Tubi movies, later, but I think I want to talk about favorite characters as well, too.
I think we should start
rating
the Tubi movies. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just assume they all rated the same.
No, no, hell no.
Or trash.
No. It's Tubi movies vary just as much. It's just for different reasons. Mm.
So, but let's talk about favorite characters, because I have a favorite character.
I think we all got probably the same favorite character.
Oh, you think so? Jason,
Who's your favorite character? I think so.
Chaos.
Oh, okay.
Chaos is my favorite character.
Chaos is my favorite character.
I like Ari.
Because you liked Ari, mm-hmm. huh?
I did not like Ari.
I did.
At all.
I ain't like her
I mean,
at all.
I was frustrated with Ari. I didn't mind Ari, but I was very frustrated because I was like, none of this could have happened if she just...
Right.
Used her brain.
Yeah, she didn't
like,
have to.
Hey,
right.
She's the one.
She
that,
did.
She's the one that recognized that the relationship was good.
She should have stopped the relationship early.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he was disrespectful to her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that Ethan wasn't disrespectful to Ari. He was pretty disrespectful to her, but more in subtle ways, more judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, I'm not taking away from that being wrong, right. But Ari was wildly. Fucking disrespectful to that man. Fucking a nigga hard as hell. All in your bed.
And juice is all like, in the bed.
Oh my goodness.
Right. Not even leaving the room good. He ain't even left the room good and you texting this nigga. Like, right. I mean, she ain't had no respect for this dude.
Nah, definitely not. They definitely do not belong together. But I love Chaos because he did exactly what I thought he was going to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he was a cheater. Yeah, he was in prison. Yeah, he was not a good person at all. Yeah, he knew everything. Like, he knew that his boss and his ex were a couple and he was going to mess around anyway. But I'm like, his name is Chaos.
Yeah.
Chaos is a nigga. Chaos represented your typical Detroit nigga, Detroit movie nigga. Right? He could be in any of these Detroit movies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, Chaos, you know.
Like, Chaos was such a good character.
He kept it.
I would like to see Chaos again, even though he's probably
dead. Chaos.
I would like to see
right, like a backstory about Chaos
before he went to prison. Learn about his baby mama and stuff. Story about him,
right?
Because that was some drama there.
Why that drive by was going?
Yeah,
on.
That was a whole back. That's a whole other movie. So,
he got a whole backstory.
Yeah,
there.
That's a whole. We can
so
have
Joe
a movie.
Smith, if you're listening,
let's make a movie called Chaos.
Do it. Yeah,
that would be good. Called Chaos. Just have his whole backstory.
I watch it.
Yeah,
had that girl back in there and show their whole relationship.
Yeah, I definitely watch that. I hope you're working
a
on
prequel.
It.
Yeah, you should do that.
So why'd you like Ari though?
I mean, I just liked. I mean,
yeah,
she was funny to me.
She got on my nerves.
She was funny to
every
me.
Time.
I did find her pretty funny though, for real. But she was.
She's the kind of person where, yeah, you remember earlier I said we'd be friends. We wouldn't be friends. But.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. She'd be the woman that's doing my daughter's hair. And I'm like,
right.
I would
laugh
with her.
And you can have a decent conversation. Yeah
right, and then that's right. it. I won't see her again until my daughter needs her hair done again.
Right. And then you catching up. Oh, what's been going on in your world? Oh shit, that's crazy.
Prison? What?
Oh man.
What?
Oh, shit, man. Cheating on your fiance? Oh my goodness.
Right. Fiance? Girl, you need to be careful because that's
a
good
you a Mercedes?
Man.
Damn, girl, that's what's up.
Girl, you sound like you with a good man. Yeah. You don't need to be cheating on him.
Just like one of the clients, one of her clients in the chair. And they were looking at her. That's what it's been like. They That's were looking at her face like, oh, wow, okay.
I'm in this movie in the background.
Yeah, you're sitting on the
attention.
Side as your daughter's
yep.
getting her hair done.
Yep.
Zoom out and you see Josh, you know, sitting there, you know, drawing.
All interested in drinking tea. Yeah. I'm sipping that tea. Tell me more.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Wait, yep.
Tell me more. What's going on,
man?
Oh, would you look at that. Session's over. Family.
So,
what's the
so how are we rating this movie? Dude, I ain't gonna lie. Sequel.
We just described.
I would say, yeah.
We just described the prequel.
I would say it's at least a replay.
Very high replay.
And a prequel. I would give it a prequel.
Well, see, I say prequel but if it's popped up on Tubi, say A Good Man Part 2, I'm clicking on that fast.
I'm watching it immediately.
Yeah. Man.
Because he could.
That is true. That is so true. He did set it up. You will have another one of this. He probably already filmed it.
And then she's cheating on him with her ex-boyfriend.
Because I'm like, this
I
is
see
Onslaught.
This.
Yeah. That's his name. Onslaught.
Onslaught.
Oh my goodness.
It just always got terrible names.
Oh my goodness. That'd be funny, Slaughter. That's funny.
Slaughters.
I don't know why he kept getting in trouble.
Oh man.
His name was Slaughter.
Oh goodness. But I would do say replay for me.
If they came out with it, because I it's obviously a replay because I watched it twice already.
Yeah.
I'm definitely watching it again before this podcast
episode
is released.
Yeah, sequel, I would definitely watch a part two.
And we mentioned it. It does keep your attention throughout the movie, and it's got good. It's good visually. It's all right.
Yeah.
The storyline definitely switches quickly in that third act. So, like,
right.
It's a sharp turn to the left.
Oh, yeah. So, if you're listening to this episode and you have not watched this movie, yes, I recommend go watch it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We talking about it, but
it's different when you see it.
It's nothing like
still,
that.
Right, you still see it for yourself. You still got to see it for yourself.
Because the face expressions, oh my goodness. The way he talked to them people, it's all that.
This is the biggest simp I've seen.
Man.
He had the simp. Cheap coat.
This dude.
I think one of his tattoos on his body says "Simp for Life."
Oh my goodness! Yeah.
Simp's Anonymous.
Simp's Anonymous. Oh my goodness!
Grief, man. simp life. Across his belly.
Simp life, step thug life. Yeah, simp life.
Simp life. Simp life.
Oh, man. God, man.
So, yeah, go watch this movie. Yes. Talk in the future, me. Go watch it again.
All right. Good night.
Good night.